SoftBank Sumer Juneja on India investments and competing with IPOs. India's AI copyright draft draws backlash. Brookfield's $1 billion Mumbai GCC push. Dream 11 parent splits business into 8 independent units after real money gaming ban.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Alright, let's start with the big shift reshaping India's startups. Companies are heading to the public markets earlier than before, raising smaller private rounds and giving early investors quicker liquidity. And interestingly, this has put SoftBank in an unexpected position. So let me tell you what's happening. In fact, in an exclusive interview with Money Control's Chandra R. Srikant and Tushar Goenka, SoftBank India head Sumer Juneja said the firm is now, and I quote, competing against the IPO market. So founders who once targeted about $500 million private rounds are now choosing smaller, faster IPOs because, well, all their peers have gone public. But SoftBank says it's not in an exit mode anytime soon. So Juneja told us that going IPO is not an exit mode at all. We are sold very little in these IPOs. And despite past guardrails of not writing checks below $50 million, SoftBank may relax that rule. And he said, and I quote, if that means we have to do a $25 million deal, we'll do it. We are not going to stay out of the market. In fact, he also confirmed SoftBank will restart active investments in India from 2026 with a strong pipeline of AI-first companies, global consumer enterprise and infra players. So founders, he says, have become more disciplined post the funding freeze of 2022-23. And he said companies are being very judicious. Dilution can be a silent killer. So definitely more IPOs, more efficiency, and yes, more competition for private investors like SoftBank. All right, moving on. Some turbulence is brewing in India's AI ecosystem. Major global tech companies are pushing back against the DPIIT Working Committee's proposal for a mandatory blanket license for training AI on copyrighted material. So a company analysis reviewed by Money Control says the model, though well-intentioned, could actually slow down innovation. Now, why this is happening? Because even with a blanket license, copyright owners can still block AI developers by putting content behind paywalls. Essentially, the license might not truly guarantee access here. The analysis also warns that the proposal flips long-standing copyright norms. For example, it could require AI firms to prove they didn't use someone's copyrighted work, even if a model's output resembles it. Now, there are fairness concerns too. A flat rate royalty would favor big content owners and disadvantage small creators, the opposite of what India's digital economy needs right now. In fact, groups like NASSCOM and the Business Software Alliance are pushing for a TDM exception, saying AI models extract patterns and probabilities, not copyrighted expression, and that India needs more clarity aligned with Europe, Japan, and Singapore. Now, this debate is far from over, and it's a big one. It will shape whether India becomes a competitive AI hub or gets tied up in licensing frameworks that stall innovation. All right, next up, a massive investment announcement for Maharashtra. Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis says the government is in final stage negotiations with Canadian asset manager Brookfield, which plans to invest over $1 billion to build its largest global capability centers or GCCs in Asia, right in Mumbai. Now, this means a 2 million square foot campus, 15,000 direct jobs, and another 30,000 indirect jobs. Now, this is part of Maharashtra's push to become India's GCC capital. The state's GCC policy 2025 aims to attract 400 new GCCs and create about 4 lakh high-skilled jobs by 2030. In fact, there's even a plan to launch India's first dedicated GCC city in Navi Mumbai within 6 months. Also interesting, Chief Minister Fadnavis said the state is in positive talks with FedEx to set up another GCC in the Navi Mumbai airport cluster. Looks like global firms are definitely eyeing Maharashtra as a serious operations hub. And while he was at the Microsoft AI tour, another major launch took place. Satya Nadella wrapped up his India visit with a big reveal. MahaCrime OS AI, an AI-powered platform for cybercrime investigation built with CyberEye, Marvel and Microsoft's India Development Center, is going to be out very soon. The system is already live in 23 Nagpur police stations, and the plan is to expand it to around 1,100 police stations in Maharashtra. Now, the platform digitizes how cybercrimes are registered, tracked and analyzed, so using AI workflows to help investigators spot patterns faster. All right, finally, a major restructuring is happening in sports tech. We are talking about Dream Sports. The parent company of Dream 11 has split into 8 independent startups following the real money gaming ban that wiped out nearly 95% of Dream 11's revenue. Now, let me list out what are these independent companies. Fan Code, which will focus on content. Dream Set Go, which will focus on sports experiences. Then there's Dream Cricket, Dream Sports AI, which houses Dream Play and Rush Line. There is Dream Money, which is their fintech offering, Dream Horizon, open source initiatives, and Dream Sports Foundation and Dream 11 itself. So about 800 employees have been redistributed across these entities as Dream 11 now operates with a much leaner team. Now, the idea, according to the company, is to make each vertical function as independently as possible, very similar to Alphabet's structure. So whether this diversification pays off will be something to watch closely in 2026. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech Free from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Thanks a lot, listeners. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.